Audio, yes, hello. I'm Jos Weijers. I'm talking about keys and showing off. First off, well, showing off keys, not showing off as an activity. Show of hands, who thinks this is a good idea? There's one, there's two, great. Two hands. Great idea, brilliant.
Great for us.
Well, first of all, well, there's one positive thing. This is brought to you by an insurance company. So if your house gets raided, at least they're going to pay for it. So, but, well, yeah. And of course, I don't know where you guys live, but where I live, it's quite harder to find a 3D print shop than a locksmith. But, well, it's fun. I mean, and yes, you can 3D print keys. What you saw them do is put a key in a jig that was turning. So they were actually 3D scanning your lock. This insurance company operates out of Belgium, which is Europe, which is not America. And why do I say that? Well, because it's not America, they have a choice of which key to use. Because in America, it's basically Kwikset, Schlage, expensive. Right? That's your three options. Either you have a Schlage, either you have a Kwikset, or very expensive. Normal people, normal households will go for option one or two. Or go for option, I don't know. So was on the door when I bought it, whatever, so they leave it on. So basically, for normal people, well for an average key to be duplicated in this way, you only need two sorts of keys. So then maybe you don't need that turny thingy, and that's correct, because this is a service called Schlüssel, at least they're used to called Schlüssel. I believe they operate in this area-ish. And what they do, they don't take a 3D video render, God knows what. You just take your key, take a picture, send it to them. They send a copy to your house for $5. Well, I would not go for the option, send it to my house. At least use another address. But, well.
Will they hand deliver it to your living room?
Yeah. Somebody would. Yeah. Oh, that's next slide. You've been cheating. So, but it's kind of cool. I mean, you just take a picture and they make a key out of it. I mean, that is kind of cool. I mean, maybe not wise from a security point of view, but bear with me, that's cool. And they have written some quite cool software that not just analyzes the picture, because they don't just duplicate your key. They actually figure out what the original key code was and cut it to spec on that one. So if you have a worn-out key, there's an above-average chance that your new key that they made for you works better than your old one. That's kind of cool. Still, I wouldn't want to ship to my address, but it's cool. This is not new. Actually, some companies went a step further. Like this fellow here said, they come into your house. Yes, they do, as a service. This is Outbox. That operates, I believe, solely in New York. I could be wrong. Sorry about that. What they do, that's basically a physical reverse mailman. What they do, they show up to your house, your physical house, take away the paper mail, including all the spam and all the bills and all the everything. They take it to their office, scan it, and mail it to you. And that's email, the last part. So you can get printed spam even when you're not at home. Cool. They probably have some filtery thingy on that, but I'm not sure about that. But how did it get into your mailbox? Your mailbox could be at several places. I mean, you have a lock on your mailbox, right? Well, if not, that's easy. They figure that out. Rule number one, outside your gate, no lock. Well, it would just come on and take it. Is it locked outside your gate? Well, we'll need the key. Send us a picture. So they did this. So they actually have the same service incorporated in their business plan as Schlüssel had. So you just send a picture, click go, and they don't send you the key, but they come to your door with the key, and they take it. So if it's inside your gate, well, they need the key of the gate, picture, a door slot, and then in the end they go like, we don't really want to go into your building. So if you actually have, like most European have, I don't know how America does that, a slit in the door, so if you would then have to collect that mail, you have to be inside the door. But I guess with guns and all, they went like, if you have the mail inside your door, we'll supply you with a box outside your door. And so we have the key to that. But still, I mean, so it's even part of business plans to make pictures, to make keys from a picture. And that's not new. Quite some years ago, there has been some research, and I believe it was, well, it's been on DEF CON and HOPE also, I believe. This is a camera. Well, it's actually more a lens with a camera than the other way around. But this is a kick-ass lens with a, well, decent camera. And what they did is they took pictures. You see a big picture, and you see a terrace, you see a chair, well, you see a table. There is, on the table is a book, quite a good book, and on the book are keys. So that's what the lens is for. You see keys. And as we've seen already, from keys, you could probably, well, from a picture from keys, you could probably make keys. They made some software for it that actually can recognize what the actual code is. What you see is, this is a quick set, right? Yeah, it's a quick set. You can recognize it by the quite typical head of the key. And it has some holes in it that are always on the same place. So even if your picture is distorted because you didn't take it dead on, you can crop and resize that image until that head is the correct size and has the correct dimensions. And then you know the rest of the key also has the correct dimensions. And because cuts are always, well, in known increments, you know what the code is. And then, of course, you can cut it to code, which is cool, and that works. So having a picture taken, we already seen, is enough to lose your key. And now we saw that you can have your picture of your key taken from a block away. Security cameras getting more and more high res by the year, by the month, actually, Moore's laws apply. we have Google Glass. People might be behind you, looking at you, using your keys. In, I don't know, half a year, we'll have eye contact or whatever. You won't be able to see that. So, well, don't show your keys, basically. Another example, also good old days, is this. This is Ray, who is somewhere in the audience. There he is. Hello. He's a good friend of us from Germany. He's a member of SSDEF. And being a lock geek from Germany, and actually one of his specific loves is handcuffs, he had the handcuff key from the German police department. So handcuffs are keyed alike. That's the same, as far as I know, all over the world. Well, every country has his own keys, of course, hopefully. And so every American cup has a key that fits to the locks of other American cups. That, if you think about it for a tiny little bit, that sounds stupid, because if you lose one key, you can open all the handcuffs. But if you get arrested, it's actually a good idea, not so much that you can get out of them, but if police officer one arrests you, cuffs you, and hands you off to another one, that other one is able to remove your shackles, which would be useful, otherwise they use bolt cutters quite a lot. So Ray had the key to German handcuffs, and he was on a security conference, not unlike this, but that was in the outdoors, and in the Netherlands. And there were Dutch policemen out there. Ray saw that they were sporting Lips handcuffs. And he said, those look quite the same as the German ones. Dear Mr. Police Officer, can I try this key in your handcuffs? And he said, fuck off and turn around. The turning around part was, well, there it is. So, well, this picture is not the best picture in the world. I mean, you can maybe decode it or maybe not, but you see it's a high-low, high-lower-ish. You can vaguely see, well, I mean, if you get the original picture, it's a bit clearer, but it's not, I mean, I wouldn't be terrible comfortable to actually decode it from this picture. But claiming that it's probably this, that's probably the same one as this, yes. That's quite easy doable. Because I don't know the exact code, but this looks about the same-ish as the other one. And then, of course, because it was a hacker conference, they put the files online that you can print your own. I mean, because that's what you do, right? And, well, they live happy ever, and so that's not a problem. So after that, you tried it with another policeman, right?
Actually, after the talks, they allowed us to try.
Okay. So it was a lose-lose situation anyhow, and they allows you. Okay. But it's cool. I mean, and now all over the world they're printing these keys, which is cool. Okay, so flashing your keys as a tail, maybe not the best idea. Other keys, where do we hide or unhide keys? This is a typical clean desk environment. At least that's the way I envision them. And hello. And you see a whole lot of crap, and I see keys. And next to these keys is a coin, which is cool, because if you take a picture of that coin with, oh, happens to be a key there also, we kind of know the size of that coin. So if we take this picture and print it off at the correct size, so the coin has the correct shape and the correct size, then the key was in the same plane, so the key is also the correct size. Well, if it's a crab lock, and we kind of guesstimate that it is, what we can do is put some metal behind it and do some kindergarten exercises and stay within the lines, bits and pieces, with some luck, boom, open. So that's not high-tech key duplication, but see if I care, the lock is open. So that works. So leaving keys out in public, potentially bad idea. This story, a couple of years ago. This was covered by a lot of people. Ray was talking about it at some conference. Random Man was used in a talk. But this being New York, I was like, need to get this in. Some years ago, it was possible to buy a key online that was essentially the master key to the subway system of New York. And, I mean, there's ways to troll that in a way that you probably shouldn't. But, well, yeah. And some newspapers got a hold of that idea, and they were like, outrage! This key should not exist. Actually, this key should not exist. And just in case this picture is not high-res enough for us to actually read it, they put it on a known map size thingy, so we have reference of how to cut that. Thank you. So, well, maybe not the best idea. So, reporters showing keys. Yeah, let's try something. Gas pumps. Gas pumps you can pay with a card. A card, well, swipey, punch numbers in. If you want to skim that, for God knows why. But then there are several options. You can make nifty plastic hardware you put over it or start your own gas station. That would be an option. And then, but if it's possible to open this hardware in a neat way, you can put all your evil hardware inside. That's and so everything looks like the real deal, because guess what? It is the real deal. So then this happened. I kind of need audio on this one.
Vicky, seems unbelievable that one golden key, so to speak, unlocks so many pumps.
We were surprised too, Raj. You could call it the key to the kingdom. It is a remnant from back in the day when all gas station pumps were made with the same lock to make it easier for inspections and maintenance. Now those keys are just providing easy access to a very lucrative crime using new high-tech technology. And in the end, we are all on the hook. Hidden behind here, a new Bluetooth-enabled skimmer that can rip off your credit or debit information in seconds. This universal gas pump key is making it even easier for thieves to install these new skimmers.
Let's bring in NBC Bay Area's investigative reporter, Vicky Nguyen. Vicky, seems...
There you go. That's not the most complex key in the world. So I can read this, and I know which blank to order. But
they put tamper-proof seals over the locks so you would know when it was opened.
If you know what the tamper-proof seal was supposed to look like.
Yes.
Yes.
There's a thing called Amazon.
It is. Oh. Didn't know that. So, yeah, I mean, at least they tried to make it secure-y. That was after the program, I reckon?
Yes.
That was their fix?
Yeah.
Say fix. Tiny one. But it's a fix. Okay. Another one. Example. Like I said, that key to the subway system, there's more. There's more of those sets of keys, especially in New York. Because, well, if police department shows up or the fire department, you don't want a firefighter to carry a shitload of keys, because we're talking about a serious shitload of keys. If every decent building in New York would be mandated or should have given their key to the fire department. So if there's a fire somewhere, God knows this and this street, somebody goes to a cupboard and goes like, I need key 760-50B. Anybody got that? No. So you need a couple of keys, master coded, and maybe not to the building, but to a box that has the key to the building or whatever. So it kind of makes sense for a safety point of view to have a couple of keys that are basically the keys to the kingdom. But for a security point of view that we're talking about, well, I don't know how many firemen there are in New York, but sharing a secret with a shitload of people is not considered a secret. It doesn't scale. I mean, handing out keys, well, it scales to some extent, but then it doesn't. So this happened.
Well, the apocalypse might be coming because a New York Post reporter just scooped a legitimate story. An intrepid reporter for America's third dumbest paper has found a slightly disturbing item for sale on eBay. Former locksmith Daniel Ferraris sold the undercover reporter a New York City fireman's key ring for $150. The keys give the owner the ability to control elevators, circuit breakers, subway entrances, and traffic lights all over the city. They essentially become the key maker from The Matrix Reloaded.
I only learned yesterday that I'm not allowed to quote that movie. Thanks, Dev, for the heads up. But, well, at least I didn't. He did. Yeah, $150 for 5 keys. Well, you don't need to pay that because you know what they look like. And they went down in price because that that's a subway key. That's in between that. That's the second from the left. How do I know that? Well, it's a news outlet, and all these news agencies, well, they don't come up with all the news themselves. They copy quite a lot. So other news agencies jumped on it and came up with this picture, which exactly outlines who should have it, where it's been used, and what to do evil with it. For $150. But they're not that stupid, because I don't know which paper it was, if it was this or the former one, but they did call up a locksmith asking, will it be a problem if he put these pictures online or, well, show them to the world? Because, well, we don't want to leak that info if that's useful for terrorism or God knows what the buzzword today is. And that locksmith said, I never produced keys from pictures. Nope, it's okay. So, producing keys from pictures. Okay. Like I said, I'm a member of Hack42, which is a hackerspace in Arnhem, which is in the Netherlands. So is Amsterdam. Amsterdam has his own hackerspace. Actually, they have two, or that's considered a makerspace. There's one hackerspace in Amsterdam. It's called Tech Inc. And being in the same country, we tend to troll each other in a friendly manner. I mean, we have a special set-aside troll budget and, you know, because trolling does scale, as you know. That does work. Okay, Hack42, Tech Inc., they got a new place to hack their stuff. And they were, yay, new space, brilliant. It was bigger and better and all good. Of course, they got new keys, because, well, that's useful. And so Bug Blue, one of Hack42 members, and he's a decent troll, he was on IRC chatting with the teching guys, and he said, are you sure that's a good key? Because one of our members, he kind of knows locks. So if you send a picture of your key, maybe put a coin next to it, so we can assess if that's a secure key or not. Uh-huh. Okay, so this is a quite nice blown-up picture. I don't know what the code is, but I can tell you it looks about this. Agree? So I can draw this, right? That's basically what I just did. Yes? And I load this in the machine that's the newest, because that's what you do. Because, I mean, the day before we got a laser cutter, so we put this on the laser cutter. It's a good thing we didn't get, I don't know, milk machine. But, because this is useful on the laser cutter. So we put it on the laser cutter, and we put some plastic in there. First we put a label on there, because we have, of course, a shitload of plastic keys. So if you lose it, you at least know where to use it. Newest machine, first video. Yes, it's long. We're not there yet. Hello, Google. So that's the label, and that's the burn. You see fumes going on. That's before we had the... Yeah, after that we got the draft going, but now... Nope. So we come up with something that looks like a key. And I know the code is correct-ish, because, well, it's the same shape. There you go. So it comes up with something like this, and that is the same shape. But of course, this will never fit in your lock, because this is a thick piece of plastic. But the shape is good. So what we do, we put this on a normal key copying machine. So here's the piece of plastic, there's a blank, and you need to have some knowledge about that blank. Granted. But, I mean, it looks like a Dutchie block, and we kind of guesstimate, yeah, that'll fit. So we take the thinnest blank we could find, and we got it. Very good. And being a hackerspace, open sourcey, shared data, we put this project on the wiki. And, well, I don't know if the lock works. You can hear when people reach the last line. That's fun. That's yep. And as well, Dr. Wax stated, you'd better install new cylinders. We didn't hear that, of course, because the bug was kicked. But well, we got that all planned and installed and whatever. Because within 24 hours, we were there swapping the cylinders for a way better one and having, I believe, 90 cut keys for them to actually redistribute to their members. Then they were like, no, not next week would be better, and fuck you. New lock in there, your problem. And, oh, because that's what you have a budget for. So, and after that, they were like, now you don't have the keys to our hackerspace anymore. I was like, who supplied that lock? They were like, oh. So then I become a member and got a discount because they didn't need to give me a key. Which is cool. I mean,
21:30.
Yes, it is. Somewhere in the world. Here. Okay. More fun. Okay. Amsterdam. We're going a bit more south to Belgium. Because Belgium, if you believe it or not, has speed camps, as more countries have. And there was a weird story, a story that I truly don't get. Apparently it was possible to not obtain the keys, well, yes, but also the locks that go into these speed camps. I have no idea how that came about. But there was a program showing you could, well, buy those locks, key the like, to a speed camp. It is in Dutch. We made up some subtitles, so bear with us.
Ons komen regelmatig wel e-mails van mensen die een en ander beweren. Eigenaardige mails, maar ook opmerkelijke. Zoals deze e-mail die we gekregen hebben. En dat gaat eigenlijk over iemand die beweert dat je heel eenvoudig met een sleuteltje de flitspalen open krijgt. Dus stel je voor, je wordt geflitst, je hebt een sleuteltje en leef je uit op de flitspaal of op de besturing van die paal. En dat je ook die slotjes heel gemakkelijk kan kopen. Ik onderzoek dat even. We zijn in Brussel en we beginnen natuurlijk bij de slotenmaker. Sleuteltjes. En een cilinderslotje. Volgens de mailschrijver zit dit in de flitspaal. En kan ik met die sleuteltjes de flitspaal openen. En hoeveel heeft dat gekost? Dat heeft €14.23 gekost. Als dit werkt, voor €14.23, dat is opmerkelijk goedkoper dan een boete van een flits. Dit is hij dan, deze paal. Er zijn in Vlaanderen heel wat acties geweest om deze flitspalen uit te schakelen. Men heeft erop geschoten, men heeft ze in brand gestoken, men heeft ze zelfs afgekleefd. Maar eigenlijk is dat volgens onze mailschrijver allemaal niet nodig. Want het geheim van deze paal zit in deze kast. Deze robuuste kast is de aansturing, de sturing, de elektronica, de stroom van die flitspaal. Euro, dit sleuteltje, dat je daar deze combinatie onschadelijk mee kan maken. En als ja, het klepje gaat hier open. De sleutel past. De deur gaat open. Hier kan je hem zelfs gewoon handmatig en automatig aan- en afzetten. Laten we dit maar dicht doen. Terug op slot. Volledig nieuw. Dit is wraakroepend. Dit kan niet.
Oké. Okay. So you can buy the lock. I'm not going to buy the lock. I want to see if I'm capable or able to produce that key. Wouldn't that be cool? Who would have thought of that? So from that video, we lifted this still. This one. Oh, useful. And boom. Thank you. That's probably going to save me €13.24, that is. Because from this key, I can see it's a BKS, which is in Europe a, well, that's same as the Quickset. It has a peculiar head. So I can recognize this. And knowing that size, and, well, what would be spacings be like? Well, kind of about this. This is, well, go online, figure out what the normal spacing is, what the depths are, and basically look very close at the picture, guesstimate a bit, make a key, compare. Yeah, that's about it. So this, we assume, at that time, is the key to all Belgian speed camps. Maybe I shouldn't show this. I don't know. Too late. Done. But then, of course, dilemma. Because I can't use this. Well, one different continent. But rules. I'm not allowed to pick a lock that's not mine and I don't have permission for. Well, I'm pretty sure they're not going to give me permission to try this. So I can't. And I don't want to drive to Belgium, but well, you have to. Sorry? That was exactly what we did. You know. Through various ways, we were able to obtain totally legit a speed cam. Heck yeah, it works. That's fun. Sometimes your trolling budget is takes a dive, but fuck off. But of course, like I said, I mean, you could buy the lock with the keys with it. And of course, having the keys, not just the picture, but the actual physical key, well, it's the holy grail, basically, because then you can just dupe it. Because like we did with the plastic, just put it in a duplicator and go. Yeah, but there are other keys that have a restricted key ray, right? So you can't put that other piece in a duplicator because it doesn't exist. You can't buy that. Well, not if you can be more resourceful than your normal guy. And actually buy that or make that. That's cool. This is an easy entry machine. And it basically does the same as a normal key copying machine. It scans your key and it makes those grooves. But on the other side of the key. It takes slugs of brass that you put in the machine. And what it does, a normal key machine would mill this, right? And now it basically mills this. So it creates, out of a solid piece of brass, a blank that you can then put in a normal key copying machine and do the other side. Way cool. It's kind of an expensive machine. Well, maybe not for a locksmith, but for a sports group, it kind of takes a hit. We do have one, but... well, duh. So Germany has one, US has one, Netherlands has one, but normal locksmith groups would be way too expensive for this. So yeah, I mean, but it's doable. But even if you can't afford or want to have or whatever this machine, there are other ways. If you have access to the key, tin soldiers. Why the hell has he put tin soldiers? Well, you can cast stuff, right? And that even works for stupid keys that you even haven't even got an idea how to cut those. I mean, weird angles and whatever. So there are kits for that. This is actually an okay set for a low security lock, and there are better two component stuff. But same-o. A key, a normal key, is a piece of metal in a certain form that you could probably duplicate. This is cast, and you see it's not a perfect copy. I mean, there's some stuff here, and it's not as blingy as the other one, but it works. And if it doesn't, you can remelt that and try again. Because it's just tin or any solder or God knows what, but I mean, you can try everything. So having your keys, losing your keys for, I don't know, 2 minutes, that's way enough time, if it's planned ahead, to not make a duplication, but take all the measurements for the mold or actually making the mold, that's enough. So if you lose your key for 2 minutes in the wrong situation, it's considered lost. And if you find it back, it's considered a souvenir. Okay, showing keys in public. What can possibly go wrong? This is Rob Krongrijp. And, well, if I give this talk in Europe, everybody goes like, yes, that's Rob Krongrijp. Rob is in the Netherlands. He's the most well-known hacker. He founded the first public ISP, Access for All. So he's a good guy. And he's a hippie. And let's do a movie. It's a Dutch.
We zijn nu op station Weesperplein. Weesperplein op Amsterdam. En we gaan hier een beetje rondlopen om te laten zien wat wij hier in de jaren 90 allemaal hebben uitgespookt. En wij liepen hier in de jaren 90, begin jaren 90 liepen we hier rond. En we hadden door allerlei toeval ontstaan een sleutel in handen waarmee we het metrosysteem in konden. De sleutel paste letterlijk overal op. En dan wil het geval dat er onder dit station allerlei interessante dingen liggen. Schuilbunkers, vreselijk spannend, zeker in die tijd vonden we het geweldig. Dus niet het knopje drukken, maar ik draai de magische sleutel om. Dan gaat de deur nauwkeurig dicht en dan gaan we niet naar de perron. Waar we gewend zijn dat de lift heen gaat. We gaan gewoon door naar beneden. Tot we aankomen in een veel diepere ruimte. Oh, kijk eens, er is licht. Geweldig. Fantastisch.
Then you have hackers in your super secret underground bunker. What's wrong with this picture? It's a tad out of focus, yes. It's a bit crooked. And, well, I mean, he's a hacker, for God's sakes. He's security fuzzy. Chevy, how do you... he's savvy. He knows security. Talk around. That's not the key. That's not the key. Let me repeat. That's not the key. But you didn't know that, right? I mean, the drama and getting in, dunk, dunk, dunk. So we take nothing away from this new segment by faking it. They had the key, yeah, you saw them use it. That's different. This is just a cabinet key laying around, God knows what. That's not even close to the actual key. It's a perfect, valid way, in my opinion, to bring that story. So you don't have to leak info. You don't have to. Because we all get this. We all get that in normal situations, this is a bad idea. Yes? I mean, we can even convince users that this is maybe a bad idea. The idea is probably even worse than we imagine at the moment. Because this is not just looking with glass. No, this is looking with glass from across the room. That's what this research is. That's quite recent, I believe. But that also, because this is your key. This is the same as your key. Showing your key in public is, to me, the same. Well, it's basically giving out your password, which is wrong, which we shouldn't do. And please let not be too stupid about it, because this is a bad man. This is a killer who are considered bad men. And he got convicted, thrown in jail, and he walked out of that same jail. Because the design of the master key was printed on front of the prisoner's information handbook. A copy of that book was given to all inmates on arrival at that prison. High security facility. And that's one sentence. I don't know what's wrong with that sentence, but there's something wrong with the mixture of those words and these facepalmy thingies. What I'm trying to say is, it's insecurity. It's sometimes quite straightforward to do things good, but it's mostly way easier to find one person fucking that up. I have a bit time. Last week I heard a story about a nuclear power plant in Austria. It's totally unrelated, but I want to share. And being a nuclear power plant, well, safety is quite high on their list. Security also, but safety, well, it's nuclear. So there's these guys that we do not have enough fire extinguishers. And they do buy the right type. And cool. So they hire a guy going in there. Hazmat suit, I don't know, I'm making that up. But he comes in to install fire extinguishers. And halfway through this job, it's like, this is a stupid wall. Why do they use 9-inch steel plate on this normal wall? Drill, 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 drill. New drill bits. So on their primary containment vessel, they now have 8 holes. But they do have fire extinguishers. But they can't pressurize it anymore, so out of commission. One fuck up. And your safety, security, whatever, can be rendered mute. That was all. Thank you very much. If there's any questions, please use the microphones. And there's not. Thank you very much. Oh, there is. There is a question. There's a question. There's two. There's more. Wow. Bring it.
Hoe heet jullie hackerspace in Arnhem?
Sorry?
Hoe heet jullie hackerspace in Arnhem?
Hack 42. She was asking what the name of the hackerspace in Arnhem was. We're online.
Another example. Render. There wasn't all sorts of elevator stupidity. We've been here earlier. Did you have something to do with that?
Come to talk on Sunday.
There's a talk about... Yeah, failability with keys and losing them tomorrow.
There was another instance where there was, I want to say South Africa, where they were showing off this brand new prison and everything like that, and taking a news crew around, and the news crew got pictures of the keys.
Yes, of course.
And they billed the news crew for replacing all the locks. Because they didn't trust them anymore.
You fucked up, yeah.
Well, at least they didn't issue them on the front of a friggin' manual.
Well, I mean, you can release numbers to keys in several ways. There was some big school complex somewhere in America. Could be. Somewhere. Doesn't really matter. And they had some financial problems and there were some questionable things. So with a freedom of information construction... the media managed to get some papers out. And among these papers were the builds or the technical specs for the locks they got installed.
The invoices,
that was the word I was looking for. And the codes on that for those particular locks were on the invoice. I mean, I can imagine that some bookkeeper who has to get these papers out kind of makes that wrong decision to not blur out those numbers. I kind of get that-ish. I mean, maybe it shouldn't be their decision, but I mean, it's understandable. It's a fuck-up, yes, but, I mean, she's not the security person. She does numbers. Well, she, goddamn, that particular person is not the security guy / woman / else, whatever. And But then they were looking at... Okay, this is going to cost money because they have a shitload of buildings, so a shitload of keys. They're all master keyed. To change them all out, that was 700 grand or something. That was their initial idea. I don't know, a bundle of maybe more. I don't know, a bundle of money. But then they figured out, no. We have a restricted keyway. That's good because copies can't be made. It's impossible. Doesn't happen in this world. Some of the keys they used were not restricted, so we only changed them about. So the cost price was about 15% that initially thought of. But then restricted key profiles, we looked at that. And, like, I mean, I don't know who of you guys were in the talk yesterday. If I can see your keyway, you're fucked. And I don't need to make a bump key because I have your codes. I only need the key. Anyway, so there you go. Any more questions? Ray?
No question, but okay. As we still have time, possibly another short story.
Not that much. 5 minutes. Yes, 5 minutes we have.
No, it's just 1 minute. Related to the Last Hope conference, I remember some crazy guy released, or not released, but showed how to make two different handcuff keys at the Last Hope conference.
It was some German, wasn't it?
Yeah, don't remember the name.
No,
but actually, there was two different keys he presented. One was a very easy to obtain key he got from eBay,
yep.
And the other was a key to a handcuff which wasn't even released at that time. So one of the keys he put on Thingiverse, the other one he didn't put on Thingiverse because he's a responsible guy, of course.
Of course, that's what you do.
And there was a reporter in the room who made a nice story about that.
Of course.
And he quoted Ray saying, I put one key on Thingiverse and I won't put the other because it's too secret. With a photo of both keys directly next to it.
Daniel did apologize for that, right?
He apologized for that later in the blog, but the photo was out. So
but still,
now there's a model of Thingiverse done by someone else who said, oh, I tried to make it from the photo of the block. So.
Which is allegedly possible, to make keys from photos,
But I won't admit that I tried it and it worked, so.
Cool. Good one, right? Bender.
Since we're talking about fuck-up stories, not one I was involved in, thank God.
No.
One I did hear was apartment building, which, lots of people coming and going, and, you've got keys not being returned, all those sorts of problems. So, oh, yeah, it's really expensive to rekey everything every time, somebody doesn't turn their key in when they leave and everything like that. So the maintenance guy got himself a pin kit. Great. Cool. So what he would do was make it work for pretty much any key that was there, and they'd just go and get a new keyed and, do a master key. Well, over the years, this thing was nothing but wafers. You could shove anything into this thing, and it would open. Because if you understand master keying, like you basically have a pin at every single possible level on every single position, and you could shove a twig in this thing, and it would open. So, some people who think they understand, locks and security, maybe shouldn't.
Well, they understand how they work.
Well, but they understand
enough
to fuck
what they're there for. That's basically it. Cool. Thank you.
Any other good stories?
I mean, we can line up for stories. Forget about questions. Nope, that's it. There's someone. Dev's here. Dev. Mr. Roland.
Yes. By the way, just for reference, he and I were sitting next to each other at a Hope, God knows how many years ago, and learned lockpicking at the same time. And it's amazing what this man has done in that time. So, he's got two books.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to give props to this guy for taking, sitting next to him and learning and seeing how far he's gone is just awesome. So,
I got a story also. Dev, can you hold on for just
a second? Yeah, go for it, man.
At some security conference in Las Vegas, maybe? I don't remember. There was a, security thingy going on, and we kind of blew some fuses at some point. That's not the one that there's videos of. That's another totally not related event. Do not Google, or maybe do, see if I care. And so fuses blown and workshops halt and help and housekeeping or whatever, janitor, who do you call? Well, could be. Well, some guy with the keys to the kingdom from that way too expensive hotel showed up. And of course he had keys. Lots of them, but one of those keys on his quite massive key ring looked way more worn than all the others. They were all bright, shiny, new, except that one, which tells us that's the key he uses every day, all day. There's a quite above average chance that that's your master key dangling in plain view walking into a room of hackers, nerds who fiddle around with locks and have high def cameras. My story stops here. That would be better. Def.
Well, just to talk about the Mr. Farias, the lockpicker, the locksmith who was selling the fire keys in New York, the fireman's key, which gets you also into the subway gates and things. That's been so publicly described, and what you showed was the New York Post story with the quote and everything. You know, we checked with somebody, and you know, you cannot make this key. That's mentioned in our talk tomorrow, and we're mentioning, we all laugh at it. Ha! Look at those jerks. What was not mentioned in Yost's talk, but we've decided after we checked with legal, and we found out that they've replaced some and haven't replaced others. We're going to go ahead and drop the full bidding code in our talk tomorrow on that key. And you'll understand why it's not the security breach you think, but it's still something. So you should come to the elevator hacking talk at noon.
Thank you. I believe we're done here. Thank you very much. Have a good one.